Hello, I'm Professor Ruhl Schiller of the UC Hastings College of the Law. I will now provide a brief analysis of Proposition 22 on California's November ballot. This proposition is entitled Exempts App-Based Transportation and Delivery Companies from Providing Employee Benefits to Certain Drivers. This proposition stems from an ongoing dispute within the state as to whether drivers who use apps developed by companies such as Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash to connect with customers are employees of these companies or independent contractors. To understand this issue, it's helpful to learn some background information about the California laws that regulate the employment relationship. When you work for someone, the law may consider you to be an employee, or it may consider you to be an independent contractor. I'll discuss in a moment the specific definitions that California law uses to define these categories, but I'm sure you have a general sense of the difference. An employee is a person who, generally speaking, works for a single business at any one time, has regular hours, is paid a salary at regular intervals, and has the tasks they do at work defined by their employer. For example, a person who works stocking shelves at a grocery store or a young law associate at a law firm. An independent contractor, on the other hand, is a person who has their own business that provides a specific service to others. They probably set their own hours, are paid a lump sum by the task they complete, and retain control over how they complete that task. For example, an independent contractor might be a plumber or a house painter who is hired by a company or a private individual to complete a particular task, to install a hot water heater or paint the exterior of a building. The distinction between an employee and an independent contractor is legally significant because the employer-employee relationship comes with obligations for the employer and benefits for the employee. And these obligations and benefits do not attach when a person or business hires an independent contractor. Some of these benefits and obligations are particularly significant. Minimum wage and overtime laws apply to employees, but not independent contractors. Employees get unemployment insurance and workers' compensation insurance for on-the-job injuries, while independent contractors do not. Employees have the right to be reimbursed for work-related expenses, while independent contractors do not. When an employer treats a worker as if she were an independent contractor, not paying her unemployment insurance, for example, when the law defines her as an employee, this is known as misclassification, and that's a violation of California's employment laws. California law draws the distinction between employees and independent contractors by using something called the ABC test. Under this test, a business that hires a person must demonstrate three things in order for that person to be considered an independent contractor. A, the worker performs their work free from the control and direction of the business that hired them. B, the worker performs work that is different from the hiring business's usual course of business. And C, the worker is customarily engaged in an independently established trade, occupation, or business. This test was first articulated by the California Supreme Court in 2018 and was codified last year with the passage of Assembly Bill 5, or AB 5. It was the passage of AB 5 that led to Proposition 22 in anticipation of the fact that AB 5 would prevent app-based rideshare and delivery companies from classifying the drivers using their apps as independent contractors. Consequently, if approved, Proposition 22 would declare app-based drivers to be independent contractors, regardless of how they would otherwise be classified under the ABC test. However, the proposition would not treat app-based drivers as typical independent contractors. Instead, it would mandate that the companies that create the apps that these drivers use provide them with certain benefits that a company would not normally provide to independent contractors that it hired. For example, the proposition creates an earning minimum where the companies will provide drivers with 120% of the local minimum wage for the time they spend driving passengers, though not for the time they spend waiting. Similarly, the proposition provides that the companies will provide a healthcare subsidy to drivers depending on how many hours they are driving. The proposition also provides for occupational accident insurance, limited expense reimbursements, mandatory rest periods, anti-discrimination protections, sex harassment policies, background checks, and safety training. Not surprisingly, people in favor of and opposed to the proposition have differing views on whether these benefits come close to reproducing the benefits that the law mandates for workers classified as employees. That said, these benefits are necessarily less than what workers would be entitled to if they were classified as employees. For example, the proposition does not provide for unemployment insurance, sick leave, family leave, or permanent disability insurance. The earning minimum and healthcare subsidies are dependent on driving time, a fraction of the time that drivers might be working. The proposition's proponents have explicitly argued that many such benefits are simply inconsistent with the primary advantage of independent contractor status, the flexibility that app-based drivers have in setting their own schedule. Finally, the proposition has some procedural components designed to make it particularly difficult to amend. First, it prohibits cities and counties from passing local laws that regulate the work of app-based drivers. Second, it requires any legislative amendments to the proposition to pass each house of the California legislature by a 7/8 majority. And the proposition explicitly forbids amending the section of the proposition that declares app-based drivers to be independent contractors. This prohibition and the unusual supermajority requirement suggest that any further regulation in this area of public policy will have to happen through the proposition process rather than by the legislature. I hope you found this explanation of Proposition 22 to be useful. Thank you for listening.